This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I know you enjoy these stories involving horrific accidents.
Wait, what?
This one I need you to help me figure out because I don't quite follow what happened here.
I don't enjoy horrific accidents.
I was being sarcastic.
Okay.
So this man was involved in an accident with an electric saw.
And
the plastic surgeon involved in the surgery described his injury as probably the most complex amputation he had ever dealt with. So this man was using this electric saw chopping floorboards.
Okay.
And he suffered what doctors call a double level amputation, which almost completely cut off his hand in two different places. This is where it gets confusing. They attached it. His hand.
Mm-hmm.
They attached it to his groin for 2 weeks to help the skin grow back.
Oh, that sounds like something very Grey's Anatomy style.
Yes, it sounds like we need to keep the blood flow going in there. So does this mean for 2 weeks he was walking around with his hand down his pants?
Wow. Well, no, for 2 weeks he was laying with his hand in his pants. He definitely wasn't walking around.
Okay, that's a very valid point right there.
No pants, probably a gown.
When I first read the article, I thought they had transplanted the hand onto his groin.
That's right.
And I thought, wow, in public restrooms, that's going to be quite a conversation piece. It's like
that. You didn't realize it was temporary.
Yes, right.
Oh.
Okay, now I got it. That makes more sense. He was in the hospital and his hand was under his gown.
Medicine is amazing.
It is. But I must say, if somebody who didn't know what had happened just happened to walk into his room, they probably would have said, oh, I'm sorry. I'll give you a moment. Let me step back a little bit here. I'm very sorry.
Is that what they would say?
Yes. This is so awkward.